This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Radio Show. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So, Mark Zuckerberg wants to be president. And why not? He's rich. Don't rich people own the world? I mean, this guy, look at how rich he is. He should control all thought. And he kind of does. Yeah, see, Facebook, and I've been warning you people about this for quite some time, they determine whose message gets out. And they have decided arbitrarily that yours shouldn't get out. Because Zuckerberg knows better than you. But he doesn't want to just prove it on his social media platform. He believes he's smart enough to run the country. And why not? He's good at coding. So Donald Trump says, take him seriously. He's got enough coin, he could buy the election. Does he not buy? Why didn't he buy a bunch of black folks and put them to work? Why doesn't he buy us some schools and put them, you know, he gave $100,000 or $1 million or $100 million to so-and-so. The guy's a multi-billionaire. He can do that. He could single-handedly decide he wants to change politics in the black community and do it if he only knew what to do. The problem is, this child, because that's what he is. Zuckerberg may be rich. He may even be smart. But when it comes to life, he's a child. He's running around places now. I want you to think about it this way. This is a kid. I don't know his background, but I've ventured to say he grew up middle class. So he's a middle class kid. He has no earthly idea of the problems facing America. Then he gets a boatload of money dropped in his lap, and he travels around the world in private jets, meeting with heads of state. And he still has no idea what it's like to grow up anything close to what I grew up. And I can't complain. There are people who are far worse than I, even though I was poor. There are people who are far worse, missing meals. You know, father, a crackhead in prison. I mean, my dad was a crackhead in prison, but I was raised by my grandparents. I'm saying far worse. You name the bad situation, I can find you three kids I've gotten adopted who are far worse than that. And if I don't know them through those kids, I know them through family or friends or whatever. I don't know just anecdotes. I know most of these stories, folks, because I know people directly involved in practically all of it. But Zuckerberg, he knows. He's got it down. He understands the black condition. This is the guy that wants everybody to get a paycheck for doing nothing. He wants to be your next president. He wants to usher in socialism. Because he has a successful social media site. Have I mentioned TeaPartyCommunity.com and why you need to be there? And why you need to take your money away from this clown and put it, and we don't make a whole lot of money off of you, but I'm saying you need to take the money that Zuckerberg's making off of. You need to put that into something real, into projects that are real. And I'm not talking about TPC, is what we call it, as a commercial for it. I'm talking about it because it is going to save your political life. You don't have to believe me. But if you continue feeding Zuckerberg, and my hand is up, guilty on Facebook all day, trying to get our stuff promoted through Facebook, practically begging these guys to open up the spigot so we can reach a larger audience. Do you think he cares? Do you believe in your heart of hearts that Zuckerberg says, you know what, I got to let these conservatives get the word out? No, he will shut your page down. Say something that remotely looks like you're not going to support Muslims. He will shut your page down. Do something that remotely looks like you're going after women. Even if you just say something like, hey, I thought the women's lib deal made women the same. He'll shut you down. You don't even know why he shut you down. He doesn't have to tell you. And the government hasn't done a thing. I would love to be the first one to sue that sucker, get my $100 million because of the time I spent building a page or something, and make him have to pay, and then get others to do the same. Maybe they do a class action lawsuit and they shut him down. See, that's what they need. That's what the left has to have. Otherwise, they think they're okay. They think they're right. That's why I love what's happening to Chappelle Nadal. We'll talk a little bit about her this segment. Well, this hour. But yeah, she's in trouble. And rightfully so. Yeah, she did her mea culpa. Oh, I apologize. It's between me and my God. Yeah, invoking your God, the God of hate, the same one that rules over the religion of peace. Is it that God? Folks, we are under fire. I'll give you another example. There's a leftist, a former CIA agent, Valerie Plame, or Plume Plame, whatever. She wants to buy Twitter. She wants people to fundraise, what do they call it, kickstart enough money for her to get a big voting block in Twitter so they can do what? So they can shut President Trump down. Hey, Valerie, here's a little suggestion. If the owner of Twitter can't do it, neither can you. See, because if they did that, I would instruct the Justice Department to shut Twitter down. That's what I'd do. Or I'd say, well, you know what? You want to do this? We're going to put some emphasis around people that have similar code. There's another Twitter out there. It's a conservative version. Just like TeaPartyCommunity.com is a conservative version of Facebook. There's a Twitter company, a company that competes with Twitter. It's conservative owned. We should be over there. But you know what we fight for every day? How many new Twitter followers we have? How many new Facebook followers? How many people can we get to come off Facebook and go read my work over here or there? That's what we're focused on. We don't see the big picture, but the big picture is called the big picture for a reason. We need to start paying attention. Anyway, Valerie Plame wants to buy a controlling share of Twitter. She says, from emboldening white supremacists to promoting violence against journalists, his tweets damaged the country and put people in harm's way. She's describing Barack Obama. Yeah. Barack Obama has done more to bring back white supremacy than any president in history. He's the Andrew Johnson of presidents when it comes to bringing back white supremacists. He's better at it than Woodrow Wilson. And on the second part, violence against journalists, does she not get the memo that Barack Obama has prosecuted more journalists than all the other presidents combined? Yep. People don't know this stuff. Put people in harm's way. But so she set up a GoFundMe page. But threatening actual nuclear war with North Korea takes it to a dangerous new level. I don't know that Trump threatened nuclear war. He threatened a response. But even if he did threaten a nuclear war, I'm not going to be mad at him. If Trump says, look, we have nuclear weapons in our arsenal for a reason. It's DEFCON 4. You jack with us and you'll get our nuclear arsenal. Anyway, lots to talk about. Leftists, they are stunned by Trump. And I'll share some stories with you as to why. We got to take a short break. We'll be back in just a bit. Keep it here and listen to the Kevin Jackson Show.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or state? The secret to avoiding the IRS nightmare is to seek professional representation. My friends at Security Tax Associates provide the most cost-effective and ethical representation in the industry while helping to avoid seizures, levies, and wage garnishments. Security Tax Associates is here to ensure that the appropriate steps are taken to permanently eliminate any possibility of future tax burdens once and for all. For a free, no-obligation consultation, contact Security Tax Associates, 844-779-4177. That's 844-779-4177. 844-779-4177. Or visit them at securitytaxassociates.com.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Did you know children are 52 times more likely to suffer from identity theft than adults? Credit alerts will not fix the fallout. Liberty ID does, and here's an exciting offer just for you. Go to LibertyID.com and cover your entire family, your spouse, your children, and your parents for only $129 a year. Use promo code FREETRIAL and we'll give you the first 60 days free. That's LibertyID.com, promo code FREETRIAL. LibertyID.com. LibertyID.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
Your logo is your brand, your reputation. It's your most valuable asset. So what's the best thing to do with it? Give it away. When the experts at 4imprint put your logo on the right promotional products, giving those items away can make a lasting impression, empower your brand, and attract new customers. In fact, we'll prove it by revealing the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free. Simply text the keyword ACT88 to 642642. We don't just print your logo. We're here to help you every step of the way. The 4imprint team can make your logo shine on your choice of thousands of promotional items, all delivered on time at great prices with free art assistance and outstanding customer service that's second to none. Want to turn your logo into profit? Give it away. Discover the top three promotional items for driving new customers absolutely free by texting ACT88 to 642642. That's ACT88 to 642642.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Oh, you gotta love it. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. A race pimp outed. And this is serious for her. Well, I was asked on TV what I thought would happen, and I said, I don't think she's going to get fired. I don't think anything's going to happen to Nadal. I think they'll wait it out. I don't know. You're aware of who she is, right? Wanted the president to be assassinated. For most ordinary Americans, if you say, I want the president killed, I think he sucks, I want him dead, you go to prison. Yeah. Leftists just pretend to apologize, though. Then they wait it out. No prison time. No, no, no. All they got to do is abide by the masses' wishes. Might even get promoted. Because that's what Nadal was counting on. I told you guys the other day when the story broke about this, I said, Nadal is used to the muscle memory of the Obama era. Talk what you want about white Republicans. Who cares? It's a white Republican. Girl, you go for it. Say what you want to say. Don't let nobody stop you. Mm-hmm. That was the old way. During the era of zero, the era of Obama. You see, people have changed. People have said, no more, no mas. Tired of the racist rhetoric and the race pimping of leftists. And justice cometh. Justice cometh. Feel like I got a lisp. Anyway, she posted this thing on social media, took it down immediately. She knew it. She knew. Oh, shoot. And you know, let me tell you, when Chappelle Nadal posted that, she was confident. It took somebody calling her saying, look, Maria, I'm not trying to tell you what to do, girl, but you need to take that tweet down. You think so? I'm telling you, you better take that tweet down. Boop, boop. Gone. Thought she could whitewash history. It was gone like one of these Confederate statues. The statue of Donald Trump. I want him dead. Gone. It's like Kathy Griffin. She'd love to make sure that picture of her holding up Trump's head is gone. Scrubbed from the message books, whatever, from the history. It's not going to be scrubbed. It's going nowhere. It's there forever. It will live in infamy. Donald Trump, the man who saved this country, and there are people who want him dead. Yep. Fox News says, Republican and Democrat state leaders rescinded all the committee assignments of Democrat Senator Maria Chappelle Nadal. That comes after the St. Louis area lawmaker has resisted calls to resign for posting a Facebook comment last week that said, I hope Trump is assassinated. These people have taken her off of all her committees. You paying attention? She'd been a member of 9 legislative committees. Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard and Minority Leader Gina Walsh rescinded those assignments. 9 assignments gone. And I don't know what she was on, but you can bet it had to do with race and you know, class. And she was a rabble-rouser, a big mouth, never adding anything good, just something bad to say all the time. Meh, 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 meh. Anyway, she deleted that comment, apologized. It was a half-hearted apology. Y'all played it. I really want to say to the president and his family, I forgive. Just please forgive. No, she didn't even say that. She said, I'm really sorry. You are sorry. Phase one, baby. Kicked off of 9 committees. It ain't done. I was asked, what do I think is going to happen? I said, I don't think they're going to let her go. I might have to change my mind. The left have a way, though, of sweeping things under the rug in hopes that situations return to normal. And normal, just so we're clear, is when you, Christian conservatives, are getting your buttocks kicked butt hard by the people who want to assassinate our president. Ergo, assassinating you. These are the people that have shut your voice off of college campuses. You're excluded. You pay the money. You send your kids there. Your kids, as Michael Jackson said. And the kid is not my son. I'm getting hoarse. Billie Jean. You send your kids to college in this den of iniquity, and they come out more stupid on the other end. That's right. You send them there. Chappelle Nadal. Losing all her situation. Ooh, I love it. She wants to skate. She really does. See, we got pushed around by these leftists. They offer their insane ideas as progress, when in fact it's anything but progress. They don't offer you any progress. And so Nadal wants to save her career. She still believes herself to be worthy of something. She can advance enough in her career for what? Why does she want to advance? Let me tell you why. She wants the power. She wants the power of invincibility. That's right. Look at her mentors. People like Maxine Waters. Maxine Waters has said some of the most racist, incendiary things for 15 careers. She's still there. John Lewis. civil rights relic. No, wouldn't even know how to spell civil rights. Sheila Jackson Lee. Can you get any more ethnocentrically racist than she? All members of the plantation black elite. And if you get to that lofty position, folks, you can be racist with impunity. You don't account to anybody except the Democrat leadership, the people that know where the money is. That's who you're beholden to. The next and necessary step, folks, is for Chappelle Nadal to be expelled from office. For Democrats to have any semblance of justice, she must be removed. And if a state senator can threaten the life of a president, then anybody can, right? That's a pretty high spot. Now, here's what's interesting. It requires a two-thirds vote from the Missouri legislature. And it's pretty likely there are 115 Republicans and 45 Democrats in the state legislature. So the Republicans are 71%. If it goes as expected, as it should go, Chappelle Nadal is NFL. Not for long. You can bet there will be Democrats that will vote her out. It's a Democrat that says he's going to raise the resolution to get rid of her. Folks, how many times can I tell you that things are changing? This is what I'm talking about. So this lady does her little mea culpa, her little dog and pony, and it gets her in big trouble. And I couldn't be more happy. Here's what she said in her statement. President Trump, she called him president. I apologize to you and your family. I also apologize to the people of Missouri. And I also apologize to my colleagues in the Missouri legislature for the mistake that I made. And then she goes on to talk about, I'm going to get right with God. You can bet she stands by that silly statement, folks. She wants to keep her job and her racist anti-American attitude. And that's it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Are you one of the 15 million men who suffer from an enlarged prostate? If your life revolves around finding the closest bathroom, if you're tired of waking up many times a night to urinate, then you need to know about Prostate Miracle. Prostate Miracle contains beta-cytosterol, which is 3,000 times stronger than salt palmetto. To claim your $10 Patriot discount, go to ProstateMiracle.com and enter promo code PATRIOT. Or call 877-965-2140. That's 877-965-2140.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free, but that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
One of the chief architects of Obamacare is now out of work. The Rutland Herald reports Jonathan Gruber will no longer work for Vermont's healthcare system after the state settled a fraud suit. Gruber was accused of charging the state for work he never did when he was hired to craft a single-payer healthcare system.
Welcome, everybody. Does it seem like the left is unraveling? I mean, Gruber... Remember when he was in the news when he effectively said, yeah, we tricked you on Obamacare. It was we designed it in such a way that it would be tricky. And of course, the Supreme Court, Roberts, gave us this monstrosity. But let me tell you, it always comes back to get them. And such is Gruber. Gruber is brilliant guy, economist from MIT. Now he's a pariah. He's got the bug. He wants to skate as well. But he's not the only thing. What about Fox talking about Lynch and Clinton and this new revelation? Let's play that clip because I want to talk about that a little bit.
Breaking news on the FBI's decision to reopen its search for documents on that secret meeting between former Attorney General Loretta Lynch and former President Bill Clinton last year. The department initially claimed there were no documents that existed on the meeting. Well, the American Center for Law and Justice knew that wasn't true, demanded some answers. They've gotten hundreds of pages of emails, and they've made some interesting discoveries. Jordan Seculo is an attorney for the group behind the request for information from the FBI. Good morning, Jordan.
Good morning, Shannon.
All right, I understand that you have uncovered something that may link back to now Special Counsel Robert Mueller. Tell us about that.
That's right. So we've been going through these 413 initial pages that were delivered by the Department of Justice, because the Department of Justice actually did say that they had records when we took them to court and sent them over these 413 pages a couple of weeks ago. So we've been kind of going by them line by line, individual by named individual. And we found yesterday, one of our attorneys was going through this, younger attorneys was going through this, and he found that one of the names that was not redacted by the FBI, but was an FBI press official who received an email from the Washington Post about whether the FBI agents and Bill Clinton's security detail, President Clinton's detail, coordinated the meeting between Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton on the tarmac in Phoenix. The press official contacted at the Department of at the FBI at the Department of Justice is now, he is now the head of press for Robert Mueller's special counsel team. His name is Peter Carr. So Peter Carr was directly involved in the Loretta Lynch, Bill Clinton tarmac meeting response and press response, and now he's leading the press team for the special counsel investigating the Trump campaign in Russia.
Holy cow, how is that for a revelation? Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. KJRadio.com. 844-551-8255. Bill Clinton set this meeting up with crooked Loretta Lynch. That's it. Americans knew this from the start. You certainly did. Come on. Work with me now, conservatives. Only a fool or a leftist, redundant, I know, would believe otherwise. We wrote of the discovery of the tarmac meeting at the time and the revelation that there was evidence to this effect. It's been proven time and time again as the long list of scandals involving the Clintons has been brushed under the rug, and they got help. And I said at the time, recall the famous Phoenix meeting on the tarmac between then Attorney General Loretta Lynch and Bill Clinton. The meeting happened while Hillary Clinton was under investigation for her private email server, yet Comey curiously found, did you hear my voice crack? I'm going through puberty again. Curiously found no connection between the two, declaring the event serendipitous. He was asked at the time, people, pay attention. He was asked, is there any connection? Do you have any data, any type of information, emails, etc.? And you know what Comey said? We don't have anything. The ACLJ then gets the records. They poured over these records that were given to them at the time. And here's what they wrote. We just obtained hundreds of pages in our ongoing investigation in the federal lawsuit on former Attorney General Lynch's tarmac meeting. And they said, a new report, and they said the results are shocking. First, the Comey FBI lied to us. Last July, we sent FOIA requests to both Comey FBI and the Lynch DOJ asking for any documents related to the Clinton-Lynch plane meeting. The FBI, under the then dictatorship of James Crooked Comey, quickly replied, no records responsive to your request were located. Now let me explain Comey and language. Notice what he said. No records to your specific request were located. Now how many outs does that leave him? No records to the specific. How specific do you need to be? And we're located. Located how? Meaning I couldn't physically put my hands on them or we couldn't find them on the internet. Well, he left himself wiggle room. Now, you and I, we're smart. We understand exactly what he's saying. He's saying, I ain't giving you anything. And that's what he gave them. Gave them nothing. They said, interestingly, documents existed regarding the infamous meeting where Lynch and Clinton struck a deal. Yes. It's clear there were multiple records within the FBI responsive to our requests, is what they write. And that discussions regarding the surreptitious meeting between then A.G. Lynch and the husband of the subject of an ongoing FBI investigation reached the highest levels of the FBI. Comey knew. He's a crook. And now he's got a multi-million dollar book deal. He's running, looking for extradition. The crooked man. Crooked man, I tell you. I'm going to call Chris Tucker on you. So then we get breaking news about more. We find out that the guy who ran interference, who was the spokesperson. Well, we don't have anything. I mean, what do you people here see? Turns out he's been promoted. He's been bumped up. He now serves at the behest of Mueller. Mueller? Zinazi Mueller? So Mueller, who's now running his witch hunt on Donald Trump. Hey, by the way, anybody heard anything from the Russians? Huh? Dos Vidania? Where are we to? Where are the Russians? Where is the scandal? Where's Manafort? Where's Jared Kushner? Putin? Why haven't we heard Putin's name in a while? Where are these people? So anyway, now the guy who was over this whole thing is a guy named Peter Carr. And you can bet your sweet behind that Mueller, whatever his name is, special prosecutors, he knew that the guy who was a spokesperson for the Department of Justice, who lied through his teeth, he's now part of the Mueller investigation. See, leftists don't care. The end justifies the means. Now, here's what Carr, I did a little research. Carr posted this on his Facebook page. LinkedIn. That's what it was. More than 15 years of experience enacting communication strategies for top officials in the U.S. executive and legislative branches. All these communications guys are looking to get to the pinnacle. They want to be the president's, you know, person. Now, what's interesting about this is Carr, with his 15 years of experience, five of them were spent with Orrin Hatch, where apparently Carr likely honed his skills as a rhino. Let's hope that Trump begins to untangle this web, people, because it is intricate. It is a swamp you've never seen in your life. See, we need to have leftists doing the perp walk. We only need one. A Hillary Clinton, a Barack Obama, somebody like that. We need one of these suckers doing the perp walk. Then I'll feel vindicated with you. I'd like to get more. But I'm saying if we get that one. And here's a little thing about Peter Carr, and it was in response to an ethics inquiry about one of the members of Mueller's team while Carr was still under the watchful eye of Jim Comey. They said this, Peter Carr, the DOJ spokesperson for the special counsel team, said in an email that, quote, department ethics experts reviewed Mueller's situation. Lawyers at Mueller's former firm, Wilmer, Cutler, Pickering, Hale, and Dorr, represent individuals who are reportedly part of the Russia investigation, including Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor, Jared Kushner, and determined that Mr. Mueller's participation in the matters assigned to him is appropriate. So, apparently, Mueller's former firm represents Kushner and also who else? Anyway, yeah, let's see, his son-in-law and senior, Jared Kushner, that's it. Son-in-law and senior advisor, who's the both, he's both those roles. They represent him, and so, there's a potential conflict of interest. I would say to this, now I know that Kushner didn't do anything, but I'd be concerned because Mueller has access to that previous law firm, and you cannot trust the left. You can't trust them. So this adds another layer of intrigue to this whole situation. And I'm telling you right now, I've said it once, if I've said it 1,000 times, somebody's going down hard over this one. I'm telling you, folks, I got my popcorn.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears, because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
To identity politics.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Oh, what a tangled web we weave when we practice to deceive. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. It's the Kevin Jackson Show. We don't deceive you here. We give you the straight skinny, the straight scoop. We tell you the dress makes you look fat. Sorry, lady. Makes you look fat. It ain't the dress either. Get in that gym. Stop eating all them carbs. Come on now. Yeah, we know. We give you the truth, the whole truth, the hard truth. We used to call it the ugly truth. But you know what? If you got something hanging out of your nose, do you want to go all day, get home, and find out you got a booger, a cliffhanger, hanging out of your nose, and nobody had the guts to tell you? Hmm? Doesn't that make you feel better? Something stuck in your tooth? You've been in meetings all day. Got beautiful teeth. But not when you got a piece of clove stuck between it. People like, ooh, got a cavity right up front. Why'd you get that taken care of, son? Looks bad on you. People don't have the guts anymore to tell you. Snowflakes let you walk around looking all crazy. I ask people, I'll say, hey, anything wrong with my face? Especially if they look at you and they kind of, oh, turn away. Hey, what's wrong with my face? I need to know. I don't want you sneaking up on me with this. I want to look my best. See, we've left politics from where we want to do life, not just politics. We're too, I might hurt his feelings. What do you think? Doesn't it hurt my feelings if I got toilet paper on my foot and you're letting me walk around with it when you can see it? Step on it? Hey, Kev, you got a little toilet paper. Or your zipper's down. Whatever. Come on. Y'all know better. But we become genteel. We don't want to hurt people's feelings. Just snowflake. Hey, speaking of hurting the left's feelings, how about this information? The leftists are stunned. Remember when Trump debated and everybody thought his poll numbers would drop? I was one of them. They didn't. Poll numbers didn't drop. In fact, they held steady. In some cases, they went up. And I was perplexed because I was like, that was not a good debate. Not the way debates normally go. Now the left planned the Charlottesville incident, and the same thing happened. The left tried to blame Trump for the violence that occurred, and the shock and awe failed. Yeah, it was shock and awe. He's a white nationalist. He loves the Klan. Yeah. After the violence occurred, the left claimed that Trump didn't deny the violence the right way. He didn't do it quick enough. And people quickly learned that the right had nothing to do with this. And moreover, there's no timetable for denouncing something when you're waiting on the information before you can denounce it. Donald Trump said, look, I'm waiting on info. You want me to make a decision? Is he guilty or is he innocent? I need to wait. You need to pick, Mr. President. What are you, undecisive? Indecisive? Is it undecisive? It's indecisive, isn't it? See, I corrected myself before y'all got to me. See, that's decisiveness. So they try to claim Trump's indecisive. A guy who's a billionaire can't make decisions. Can't tell you what he wants to put into the, you know, the granite he wants to put into the boardroom or under the executive bathrooms. I don't know. What do you think? I don't know. Let me see this. Let me see the swatches again. But Barack Obama, well, let's go with the brown one. It's an earth tone. Let's do that one right there. Yeah, okay. Mr. President, you are so amazing. You're so decisive. You're amazing. You're a good guy. Oh, my gosh, and you're black. That's such a good thing. I wish I were black. Oh, I am black. I'm talking like one of you. One of you people. You white folks. I'm just having fun with you. Leftists are stunned that Donald Trump is more popular in Charlottesville than he was when he started. Yeah, see, they tried the David Duke effect on him in Charlottesville. You know, when David Duke supposedly announced that he supported Trump, and Trump was like, who is he? Oh, you know who David Duke is. Don't try to play it off there, Mr. Billionaire Playboy. And he was like, maybe I met him. I don't know. Oh, he won't even denounce David Duke. He's a racist. That's what they tried. Think about that. This was David Duke in a whole other atmosphere, right? You can see the parallels now. Just shake your hands up and down, heads up and down there, Mr. Producers. That'll make me feel better. Because I know you understand me. We have an understanding. So now what? Despite a constant barrage of attacks, Trump's poll numbers are higher in Charlottesville. Now, this is the Daily Wire. PBS, NPR, Marist. Now, PBS and NPR are, you know what they are, right? Leftist. Marist, the college. Gotta be leftist, right? Conducted this poll after the Charlottesville protests and found that a whopping 62% of registered voters prefer to maintain Confederate memorials as a historical symbol over removing them because they're found offensive to some people. And they say here, I'm reading, the issue, United Republicans, 86% approve maintaining them and only 6% disapprove. While dividing Democrats, 47% who approve removing them and 44% disapproved. Even a 44% plurality of blacks didn't want them to be torn down. 44% of blacks. I'm giving you stats that you can help sort of figure out where we're going to be in 2018. If you got those kind of numbers, would you be happy? 86% of Republicans, 44% of Democrats, and 44% of black folks. Would you be happy? Now, I differed on Trump because he said, you know, we need to look at both sides of the argument. You guys heard me talk about it. I differed with him. I didn't like that. I don't like it. I disagree that it is our side. We do not, the alt-right, whatever you want to call it, I don't care what you call it, does not have a home for neo-Nazis and white nationalists or anybody else. The left own these fools. Those are their clowns. And for Trump to not see that, if I was his communications director, I would say, don't try to push is us and them. This is a strictly them event. If anybody needs to apologize for the Klan and the white nationalists, it is the Democratic Party. Certainly for the Klan. Bada bing, bada boom. 87% of Republicans agreed with Trump on this issue, and they said it was an improvement of 80% of Republicans who generally approve of the way he is doing his job. He jumped his numbers up by 7 points. But more astounding, given the media climate, his job approval ratings went up across the board. On the overall job approval front, post-Charlottesville, Trump has improved by 4 points in Gallup, jumped 6 points in Quinnipiac compared to the previous month, and he's held steady overall. Real Clear Politics, Trump's average of approve, disapprove, improve from 37.4% and 54.4%, which is a negative 20, to 39 and 55, which is a negative 16. And I don't even believe those numbers. So, at worst, in the eyes of the media, the public has inched closer to Trump post-Charlottesville. And if you've been paying attention all day, I'm giving you all the tidbits, all the things that you need to be looking at to make a decision on this. Good example, Chappelle Nadal, Emmanuel Cleaver, and Lacey Clay. Two race pimps asked for this woman's resignation. They voted with the Missouri Lieutenant Governor and the Governor. Two white Republican men got two members of the Congressional Black Circus to vote for them to expel Nadal. Times they are changing, folks. The base likes President Trump. And let me tell you why. And we'll get into this more and maybe in another day. I'll tell you a little bit more detail around Nadal and why she's got to be thrown under the bus. This is a huge issue. I'm alluding to it now because Donald Trump is a rock star and people are beginning to see it. So Trump's moving up even after the barrage of negativity surrounding Charlottesville. Donald Trump still is coming out on top. And that bodes so poorly for the Democrats. Holy cow. I can only imagine that these people are sitting in rooms going, what does it take? And one of my friends was saying, the media and the left are slowly beginning to see that whatever they do, they have done such a bad job over the last decade of just crying wolf over everything that nothing sticks to Trump. It's made him Teflon. If they had done their job over the past decade or so, maybe things would be rougher on Donald Trump. Trump looks genius compared to these guys. It doesn't stick. I personally think Trump would have been impervious to it regardless, but knowing what I know about what's happened as well, I think that the left has done themselves a huge disservice, and we'll talk more about it tomorrow.
Won't stop until he's the top-rated radio talk show host in America.
What kind of weird competitive freak are you?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.